lo que espero de los días que lejos.
In Cali, it's hot in every sense of the word. There's certainly no shortage of music in Cali. The problem is going to the dancing places. There's one very famous salsa place called Juanchita, but apparently it's not safe to go there by yourself, especially carrying recording equipment. So I'm rather stuck here. However, I'm sitting under the trees in one of the main squares in central Cali. It's midday and it's hot and humid. There are lots of people walking about or simply sitting in the shade. Right in front of me, there's a man cooling off in a fountain. Quite fancy that myself. And there are colourful three-wheeled carts selling ices. One's just pulled up in front of me, so I think I'll try one. Try an ice. Mora.
Why mora?
Mora. No mora. Para.
Ah, para usted?
Sí. Sí. There's a kind of grinder on the top. They've got a big bottle of orange juice and a big bottle of blackberry juice. Here's the ice being crushed. The block of ice is put on a plate with a knife on it and then spun round and round and round, so it grates into a bowl beneath. And then there's a cup being brought, and a cup that's filled with ice, with crushed ice. And then the juice is poured on top of it. Lovely pink colour, blackberry juice. Looks great. Do I want condensed milk? Sí. All kind of traced on top of it. Looks extraordinary. No idea what it's going to taste like. Oh well. Here goes. Well, tastes very sweet. Strange. Well.
Well, I decided to ignore the advice I was given about the salsa dance hall, and here I am, in Juanchita. I've already humiliated myself once on the dance floor, and I don't think I'm going to do it again. At least, not until I've had some lessons. It's a very big place, this, and it's packed with people, and it's very loud, as you can hear. In fact, the place is jumping. Although the way they're dancing is more sensuous and a bit less energetic than I expected. Ah, here comes my previous dancing partner, looking a bit determined to drag me onto the floor once again. Oh well, here goes.
Salsa is intellectual. To me, it's very intellectual. Salsa in Barranquilla, my city, is a completely different than in Cali. Cali is between two people. Barranquilla is only men. The men dance by themselves only. You go to the salsa places in Barranquilla, and it's a guy dancing, only one guy, you know, in the whole bar. And all the people, you know, he's doing a show. No. It's like inside him, dancing with his soul, for instance. It's incredible. I like that salsa more than the Cali one, because Cali one is more like normal, between, you know, one girl and the guy, and they go and they do exactly the same passos or whatever. But the Barranquilla people is all the same.
Katia Gonzalez there. But I've also talked to other people about salsa. One of them was Maritza Lopez, who teaches communications at the university here in Cali. I asked her why the city became the Colombian capital of salsa.
I forgot.
No.
Well, it has to do with partly with the black populations which settled in this part of the country. Because of the closeness to the Pacific coast. It has to do with urban development and the growth of the city, because salsa became an element of identification of of the large majorities of lower class people, a sort of gathering element. And of course it has to do with the mass media.
In what way does it have to do with the mass media?
The mass media made it possible to distribute this music to large audiences.
What does the name salsa actually mean?
It seems to have come from a music show in Venezuela in the 60s, which was called the Salsa Hour, or Salsa Time. The salsa means sauce, and they called it, they referred to the sauce because it was broadcast at noon. And salsa became a sort of commercial label, which grouped actually a very wide range of rhythms and different types of music traditions.
I think there are lots of Puerto Rican bands which are popular here in Colombia. Now, why are Puerto Rican bands popular, or more popular perhaps than Colombian bands?
The fact that people, you know, musicians from Cuba and Puerto Rico came together in New York meant that they had access to sophisticated technologies and sophisticated musicians. So perhaps, you know, other places were not able to compete with that.
El hombre que enalteció, noble raza, por siempre distinguió.
I've flown up to Medellin from Cali, and I'm staying with my very old friend, Victoria. But I've just been out for an evening where I've drank, or I've drunk rather, a fair amount of aguardiente, the local liquor, with Victoria and with some friends of hers, one of whom is called La Mona. And La Mona has promised that she will teach me how to dance cumbia. But the condition, unfortunately, is that I have to practice tonight before she'll start. And practicing means wiggling my hips 200 times tonight, at least. That's what she says. Well, you know, it's 1:30 in the morning. I'm not sure I'll manage 200 times. But anyway, I'm going to make a start now. So, 1, 2, 3. So, see what she says tomorrow. Okay, Martha, here I am. I did my practice last night, so what next?
Now you have to show me if you practice. You have to start moving, and we'll see if you can do it.
Okay.
Okay, it's okay, Francis. You are doing it very well, but you have to listen to the music. And you have to listen.